Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. Takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday in our study of James chapter 3, we taught that what you say and do shows what is in your heart. Let's continue with that today.
Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
It will firmly stand when the earth shall crumble. I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
We are told, a good man, out of the good treasure of his heart, bringeth forth that which is good, and an evil man, out of the evil treasure of his heart, bringeth forth that which is evil. For of the abundance of the heart, his mouth speaketh. Somebody that tells dirty jokes, or they don't tell dirty jokes, but that just that little innuendo, that sexual innuendo, or it might be an innuendo of somebody that is dishonest. They try to make somebody sound like they're dishonest or cast doubt on their character. They tell lies, they gossip, they sow discord. It shows what is in a person's heart. And it's not good. Now, the Bible doesn't tell us to judge a person's heart. Only God can look at the heart. But the Bible does tell us that you can tell a tree by its fruits. So it does tell us to fruit inspect. And when a person has a mouth that does these kind of things, I'm not judging his heart, I'm judging his actions. And the Bible tells us to do that. By the fruit, you can tell what kind of tree it is. Therefore, a person that's filled with gossip, dirty jokes, innuendo, a sower of discord, a person that gripes, that complains, is always critical, a negative, jealous person. My friend, please understand, that person is not right with God. That's not a judgment. That is just telling it as it is, from the Word of God. That's not a judgment of the person's heart. And I believe Luke 6:45 is perhaps the cross-reference verse that is key to this chapter 3 of James. An unbridled tongue gives evidence to an unbridled heart. There's a need for heart searching. And as the psalmist said in Psalms 139, he said, "Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me, and know my thoughts, and see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting." Now, friend, I want us to consider some scriptures that deal with the tongue before we see what James has to say here in the next few verses. In Matthew chapter 12, verses 36 and 37, Jesus says, "But I say unto you that every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give account thereof in the day of judgment. For by thy words thou shalt be justified, and by thy words shalt thou be condemned." Now, that is a strong indication about judgment and the importance of words, whether words are in love or in anger. Now, understand, not all angry words are wrong. Not all raising of the voice is wrong. Sometimes you have to raise your voice. It's a parent that may have to raise their voice and says, "Come right now." It might be a drill instructor that has to raise his voice. It might be a policeman that has to raise his voice. It might be a school teacher that has to raise their voice. But we're not to allow the sun to go down on our wrath. We're not to allow these things to come in and abide in our hearts. And sometimes we are to be angry and sin not, the Bible tells us. Sometimes we are to express in no uncertain terms our displeasure with a sinful action that will not stop. So I just thought I would insert that, but also to keep it in mind that by our words we'll be judged. In Proverbs chapter 16, verses 27 and 28, we read this: "An ungodly man diggeth up evil, and in his lips there is a burning fire. Now, this is a person that they want to find out something on someone, and as soon as they find it out, they're going to tell others. They'll ask questions, not afraid to ask questions. They'll ask questions, you know, if somebody is single and they start dating, and, you know, maybe they're divorced, maybe they're a widow or widower, and they start dating, this is the person say, hey, are you dating them? What do you know about them? Where are you going? Where are you taking them? And they'll ask questions. An ungodly man diggeth up evil, and in his lips there's a burning fire. A froward man, that is one who slanders or backbites, soweth strife, and a whisper separateth chief friends. Now, how do they sow strife and separate chief friends? With their tongue. And God calls them a froward person. They slander. That person that slanders your pastor, that person that slanders your church, your stand, your word of God, is a froward person. Proverbs chapter 17, verse 15 and verse 19 says, he that justifieth the wicked and he that condemneth the just, even they both are an abomination to the Lord. You'll find sometimes in a church where they start rock and roll and they start doing all kind of things of the flesh, and you'll have people that'll try to justify that. They call themselves Christians. And then a person will stand up and preach against sin, and he'll get hard on it, and the same people will start condemning him and saying, well, he's too unloving. Well, God is telling us in Proverbs 17, that kind of a person is an abomination to God, just like homosexuality is. Verse 19, he that loveth transgression loveth strife. Now, watch those who attack a ministry, attack leaders, attack preachers. And those people are not present when they're doing the attacking. Again, it's an abomination and it's a sin. As the disciples, when religious people mocked Jesus and the disciples forsook him and fled, that was wrong. And it's just as wrong for us to forsake righteousness when people are also attacking the righteous. Don't be guilty of not working out your faith. In Proverbs chapter 19, verses 27-28, he says, cease, my son, to hear the instruction that causeth to err from the words of knowledge. An ungodly witness scorneth judgment, and the mouth of the wicked devoureth iniquity. And when he says, cease, my son, the word cease means to hear, and that's pretty clear. Don't listen to it. And scorner is one who mocks or derides or cuts down. Cease, my son, to hear. Cease listening to that. That scorner, that guy that is always just mocking and deriding. And he says, the ungodly witness that scorneth judgment. Judgment deals with justice, the enforcing of the rules. You ever hear somebody call somebody that preaches against sin a legalist? That person, the Bible is calling them a scorner. They call people legalists because they preach the word of God. By their definition, a legalist is anybody that has some standards and rules. You read the writings of Paul, you read here in the writings of James, you read other writings throughout the New Testament, and even the statements of Jesus Christ, all of them were legalists by their definition. Again, all these are sins of the mouth. He scorns, he derides, he cuts down standards and rules. That is a filthy mouth. And my friend, that is a mighty filthy mouth that needs to be cleansed by the blood of Jesus Christ. In Psalms chapter 39, verse 1, we read, I said, I will take heed to my ways, that I sin not with my tongue. I will keep my mouth with a bridle while the wicked is before me. Now we must take heed to the ways to overcome the sins of the tongue. And especially that's important in front of the wicked. You ever go to a restaurant and it's maybe a Wednesday night after church and you've just stopped by and you're getting a cup of coffee and there's some Christians that may have been at your church, may have been another church. And they're saying, did you hear what he said tonight? Wasn't that singing terrible? I just can't agree with what they're doing. And they're talking at a table. People for tables around are hearing. They're saved, and some are unsaved. Some are backslidden. Some are in false doctrine. And by them sitting there talking that way, Satan is able to use their words to keep more people from heaven, to keep more people from righteousness. And my friend, don't be that kind of person. I visited in church one evening. The message was probably one of the simplest messages I'd ever heard. As far as depth, there was no depth to it. Now, was it right? Yeah, it was right. I cannot fault it for saying it was unscriptural. The guy was actually scriptural. He was just didn't have a lot to go with it. But when he got finished, I heard one of the people that stood up said, oh, wasn't that wonderful when he said such and such a thing? Another one said, yeah, well, I like this over here. You know what? Those people in that church were finding good things to say about a sermon that was very simple and without a lot of depth. And that's the way you should be. You know, your preacher may not have the best delivery. Your pastor may not have the most in-depth sermon. My people in my church know that I'm not the most in-depth preacher they've ever heard. But I preach the truth, preach the Word of God. Much of what I've said to my people, I'm saying right here in the radio. As a matter of fact, everything I've said on the radio, I've already preached to my people. And friend, I want you to understand that word of God should be well spoken of wherever you go. And you've got to take heed to your ways. Make sure that you are righteous in front of the world. And you've got to be righteous in front of God's people. And you've got to think into things of God and go along with what God's word says. In Psalms 141, verse 3, the psalmist says, set a watch. That means an army guard, okay? Set a watch, O Lord, before my mouth. Keep the door of my lips. This realizes this is a real battle. This is a real war. Oh, be careful, little tongue, what you say. It may sound like a children's song, but many adults have not learned its truth. Again, your test may not be in saying things. It may be in love to stand and rebuke those who do say these things that are unrighteous. Again, our tongue should speak out against the sin of the day. It should apply scriptures. And yes, 8 of the 10 commandments are negative. And our tongues should attack the devil. It should attack sin. But my friend, don't attack the men of God. Don't attack your brothers and sisters in Christ who are seeking to live according to the Word of God. If there is sin in their life, if there's false doctrine in their life, reprove them, rebuke them, correct them, show them the way of righteousness, and do it in love. Now, verses 3 and 4 look at the tongue and its use from a positive aspect. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
set my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible says.